His dogs are pretty cool. What kind are they?
Beagles.
Are they? They came and greeted me all the way up the driveway.
That would be done.
Super friendly. I don't know if you saw my truck. Well, right there. I mean, we're servicing a couple of neighbors in the area doing flush outs. It's a new technology we use on the homes. And while I'm out here, I had a few availabilities for half off. You guys going to be around a little bit this week or in and out?
Actually, I think we're going on vacation.
Kind of in and out.
You know, my wife did it, and I know she told me the date. I just
you just pay the bills, right?
Yeah, you know, it's just like, whatever. Tell me where I got to be, what I got to
do. Yeah, that's understandable. Well, kind of what we're doing for a few of the homes here, they're getting a little more established. I mean, they're still pretty new.
Yeah.
But we've had some calls just about a few of the things on the outside. Do you do most of the gardening, or does your wife?
We kind of split it. I do a lot. You know, I do it when I can. She does it when she can. That kind of thing.
Oh, okay. But yeah, just kind of share the load.
Yeah, I try. You know, it's just so it's too much with work and all that. So
yeah,
do the best we can.
That's good. Well, with the the few of the neighbors here, they just started to notice just some little ants kind of working their way around the foundation. We've had some getting inside. When it gets rainy outside, mm-hmm. they kind of move in. A lot of this little spider activity kind of around the seams of the...
Yeah, we have some of those too.
So kind of what we do is we come in and we just flush everything out that's gotten in the walls and in the home, so that your home stays sealed up and you're not calling people out to do the same thing over and over again. We sweep away all these spiders' nests and webs and even the wasp and yellow jacket nests mm-hmm. up on those higher peaks. And then we treat all around the cracks and crevices of the home. Do 3 feet up, 3 feet out, all the way around. Products we use are all labeled for kids and pets, so you don't have to worry about your dogs or your kids. We have a
treat for the grubs.
Yeah. That helps a lot with
you
the homeowners.
The problem is, you know, our neighbors don't probably treat for that, so I probably get a lot of them. But I would treat it for the grubs, I guess, the last 4 years. This year, I didn't do it this year. I just didn't, you know, just like, by the time, you know, I'll do it tomorrow kind of thing. I was like, well, you know what, forget it now. And really, we haven't really had any, our grubs are down, our beetles are down, so I'm happy about that much at least.
Well, good. So you're just seeing a little bit of the wasp activity or more of the little ants?
Actually, just a few spiders, you know. Other
yeah.
than that, that's it. I mean, I know we have tons of toads around.
That helps a lot.
this year, not as many in the past, but we have quite a few toads around, some frogs. Got a bunch of bats flying around, so they're probably trying to do their share with some of that stuff. But actually, I haven't been bad. Knock on wood.
That's good. How old is your
I think we're about 7. I think the one up on the hill is a little bit older, maybe 8. And I think we were maybe the 3rd house.
Okay.
On this side, maybe.
Okay.
Second,
yeah.
3rd house.
So you're the same association here?
Yeah, same on both sides.
Off of Paddock? Okay.
Yeah. Same.
Well, I'll just kind of explain what we're doing for a couple of homes, and, you know, if you want to get in the group rate, because we're doing a really big group rate where we've had a lot of calls kind of in the newer homes up here off of Pottstown Road, that newer development.
Yeah.
So we decided to swing down here to the more established homes. Kind of what we do is we come out to a couple applications back-to-back here, and that kills the active insects in and around the home.
Mm-hmm.
During the fall months here, we make sure to, you know, no rodents are getting in, and the spiders especially, because this is the time when they're starting to move in the homes. February and April is for the little ants, the springtime ants. We kill those guys off, and then come June. But each time we come out, we focus around all the windows and doorways for the stink bugs, the full foundation for mm-hmm. the ants and spiders. We do all the eaves here with the rosemary, and that's kind of a specialty service that nobody else does. We're kind of known for it, because what it does is it repels the wasps and yellow jackets and the spiders from nesting in the home and around
probably
the home.
Probably some up there, yeah.
Makes it kind of nice. But and then we do granular out to kind of help what you've done. It just complements what you've done and helps out there. But we do that each time we come out. And where we were out here, I had a couple spots available in my tech's kind of not busy right now for 50% off we could squeeze you in?
I think we're all right for now. I mean, like I said, we've been pretty good with our critters at this point in time.
Yeah.
But you only need a card, you know, if we have a problem or something comes up, I'll be glad to give you guys a call first, you know.
Oh, sure.
But like I said, we've been lucky, so, I mean, like I said, we're lucky now. Doesn't mean we're going to be lucky like next year at this point in time, but, you know,
yeah.
At this point, you know, yeah, we have some few spider things. You know, I'm okay, you know, I'm okay with some of that stuff. You know,
yeah.
My wife doesn't seem to be too worried about it. She said something about it, I said, go ahead, but, you know.
Yeah.
If she can bear it, it's not bad at all.
Okay.
Because, you know.
She doesn't like them
typical
too much.
Woman, you know, freaks out with any little bug. You know? We really haven't had too much inside, you know, a couple little ants, you know, spots or whatever, but, you know, I don't know if it's probably not worth it doing it now.
Well, then the nice thing is that kind of we've, you know, done a little bit of the gardening. Where we focus most of our work outside, the nice thing is that we're flushing out the nesting cycles before they do move in the home. And so it's more of a proactive approach, but we've done that with a number of homes already, and we figure, you know, give somebody the discount so they can get it done cheaper. So, but, I mean, where my trucks are available, we could squeeze you on. It takes about 20 minutes inside, about an hour outside.
Yeah, we're all right for now. Like I said, if you have a card, though, I'll take your card.
Sounds
good.
Know,
just in
yeah.
case, you know, something comes up, because I know, you know.
You never know what'll happen,
you know,
right?
You never know.
2 weeks, you might call me.
Right now that you came, you know, we'll be invested in 2 months.
Oh, great.
Know.
You're like...
But,
oh.
You know, they're...
That happens. What happens is we'll go around to the doors, and the homeowner hasn't noticed, you know, a lot of activity because it hasn't been on their mind. And then as they start doing their own little inspections and stuff,
yeah.
They're like, oh, maybe I do need to get
yeah.
it done, you know?
No,
so.
My wife is back now. She's like... Anything that moves, you know. I'm a
she's
little more, yeah, so what, you know, you
let
got a spider
go.
A couple of years. I'm not, I don't get worked up. But
okay.
She's the one that, she sees anything inside.
She's calling somebody, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'll slip a magnet on your mailbox.
That'd be great,
okay.
Really. I mean, you know, if, like I said, if something comes up, you know, since you guys came out, even if it's full price next time, I'll give you guys the call.
Awesome. Okay?
Okay. Thanks. All right, I appreciate it.
Enjoy your vacation. You too.
I'll try.
Okay.